The following presentation is brought to you from the supporters of the Church of the Sovereign God.
Well, brethren, are there some days that you feel no matter what you are doing or how easy something is supposed to be, everything seems to be harder than it should? When you find yourself in that type of predicament, what do you do about it? I mean, one of the things that most of us probably do is we go to God and we pray about the problem, asking God to give us some guidance in the situation we're in. But have we ever stopped to realize that when times do get hard for us, we begin to change or have a change in our attitude? And it changes us from a nature of being a humble person, of giving a way of life, to a way of deceitfulness, of getting, revenge, and sometimes selfish desire. Whether we've been counting or not, Passover is just a little more than 7 weeks away. And it's a time that we start talking about examination and examination and self. But on the other hand, we should examine ourselves every day of our life, year round. One of the things I would like to talk about is learning the give way of life. See, God's people are to be a humble people that are slow to wrath, not losing sight on the principles of God and His way. Now, how does this do with examining ourselves? Well, examining can go many different ways. Because first of all, as God gives to us, He commands us to give to others. Turn with me, if you would, to the book of Luke, chapter 6. In the book of Luke, chapter 6, and picking up in verse 38, it says, "Give, and it shall be given to you." Now, this can refer to money, as sometimes some of these verses that I'm going to talk about, or might be verses that we would hear in an offertory message or something, but they're also scriptures that we can use in our everyday life when it comes to giving. But in this case, it's not just a monetary value, but it could be also a giving of mercy, giving of love, giving of help, time, just to name a few things. But it says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you good measure, pressed down or crushed down, and shaken together and running over." Now, our giving, when we give, it's not supposed to be a stingy giving. We're supposed to give with no restraints, to where we give all we have. As Ecclesiastes 9:10 says, "Whatever your hand finds to do, you give it with all your might." So this good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, and it says, "Shall men give into your bosom, or men will give back to you in the same measure of which you have given." See, our giving will come back to us if we are giving in the right attitude. See, there are many lessons that we can learn from this principle. One is, we can never outgive God because God already owns everything. And the second is, God is so generous that He shares with us and gives us physical treasures, and He gives those to us to help us learn the spiritual meaning of His perfect way of life. Well, as we learn to give righteously, and as God tells us to do and we do for others, we can understand how a cheerful giver will know both the joys of giving and the joy of God's blessings. See, God is a giver of every perfect gift. And as we give to others, God is going to give back to us, sometimes double, triple, sometimes tenfold, many different folds. And when God gives them to us, they're always of good measure. See, each one of us can learn and practice this way of life. Because no matter how much we think we can give, the focus is not on how much we can give, but how we give in our life. We need to do it in a proper way that is pleasing to God and not of self-gratification. It's also something that we are to do wholeheartedly, without thought, without an attitude, or without having a personal motivation to it. It's God's way. It's a natural trait of godliness. And we as the church, we give to God by many ways, by our times, by our studies, by our prayers, kneeling to Him, singing songs to Him. There are many ways that we can learn how to give. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 11, and picking up in verse 23. I'm going to read this verse out of the book called Bible in Basic English. It says, Proverbs 11 and verse 23, it says, "The desire of the upright man is only for good, but wrath is waiting for the evildoer. A man may give freely, and still his wealth will be increased. And another may keep back more than what is right, but only comes to be in need." Well, when you really think about this, how does this characterize us? I mean, are we part of the first part of this, you know, the upright man, we're only looking for the good? Or are we sometimes the second part, or could we sometimes be both? See, when we give, we create a cycle between God and ourselves, and we complete that circle of giving by learning how to become like God in all things. See, God gives us the examples of what type of giver we are to be. And when we are down or we're feeling depressed, we need to learn how to give more, taking the focus of our problems and putting them on God to help us to where we can understand the give principle, to give back, again, what God has given us. Turn with me to Mark chapter 12. In Mark chapter 12 and verse 42. It says, "And there came a certain poor widow," it's another scripture that we're all familiar with, "that she threw in two mites, which make up a farthing." Basically, the monetary money that is talked here is, in today's money, deals with pennies, but it's the attitude which we're reading into, and it says, "And Jesus called all of his disciples and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow has cast more in than all cast into the treasury. For all that she did cast in their abundance, she threw hers in, because it was all that she had," or her whole living. And see, God, if we're in the proper perspective, God will motivate us to do the right things if we allow him in our life. We got to have that right frame of mind. And giving to others helps keep us walking with God correctly. See, God lives by his own words. He does not tell us one thing, then changes his mind or does something different. He is holy, and his words are holy, and he keeps his word. And we can rely on them because God's way will always work. The question we have to ask ourselves is, are we patient enough to see the final result? Another lesson that we can learn is found in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 9. If you'd turn with me there. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And we'll be reading verses 6 through 8. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6, it says, "But this I say, he who sows sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which sows bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Every man according to the purpose of his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver." See, are we always joyous and joyful when we give to others? Or do we give to hopefully get something back in return? See, this isn't what Jesus Christ did. He did what the Father asked him to do. Are we willing to do the same thing, or do we want to say, well, we'll do it, but we want something over here? We have to be in the right frame. One thing God does is he allows us to determine how much we give. Because God knows if we are giving in the right attitude, we are going to do whatever we can to serve and please him. As verse 8 says, "And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things, may abound in every good work." So as we sow bountifully, we will have the mind of God in our giving, and God will give back to us in bountifully fashion, like he has promised. Remember, we read earlier, God loves a cheerful giver, one who gives in the attitude and the abundance God requires each one of us to give. For God will give us all the physical strengths, the spiritual gifts we will ever need to overcome the world, living by his word, his truth, proclaiming the glory of God as a witness in our actions. In the book of Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 26, we can read of gifts of God, the fruit of the Spirit, where God gives them to his servants, his faithful ones, which are love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. See, when we have given up the selfish and the lustful desires of our life, then, brethren, we can begin to completely understand what God is referring to when he commands us to give to him and to each other, because we are completely walking in the Spirit of God. So a question we can ask when we come before God: are we asking God that he give us a righteous attitude to where we desire to do good for not just others, but the congregation, friends, family, the brethren, receiving the praise of God? Or basically, are we wanting to stand out to receive the praise of man, to where we're going to be motivated to give something, which is the lustful way? Or are we going to do it because our nature of giving is giving because we are wanting to please our Father? So we need to make plans. We need to put pressure on ourselves sometimes. When we find ourselves in some kind of despair, most people, they always think of giving, and they think as it being monetary value. But as we have studied, we give our time, we give our thoughts, our hearing, we give all kinds of things to each other, because it's important for others, especially those who may for the very first time ask you why you believe what you believe. Do we spend time with them explaining it? It's a way that we can give. It's a way that we also show humbleness towards God. So I ask the question: when we find ourselves in a predicament where things seem to be harder than they should be, and we just cannot break that spell or that emotional stress, what do we do? Well, brethren, find a way that we can give and give a difference to someone else and make a difference in that person's life. Let us make God pleased of our actions and the things that we do. Whatever they will do, may they be righteous, that God is smiling down on us. Learning how to give to God in a correct form and fashion helps us learn how to avoid the hardships that this world is going to go through in the time of tribulation. And one final scripture, if you would turn with me to Psalms chapter 37. Psalms chapter 37. And picking up in verse 19. It says, "They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume into smoke, shall they consume away. The wicked borrow and pay not again, but the righteous show mercy and gives. For such are be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way." May we learn how to be better givers to where we can serve God more fully.
For more information or answers to your Bible questions, please contact the Church of the Sovereign God. Our website is www.cotsg.org. That's www.cotsg.org. Or you may write to us at Post Office Box 89111. That's Post Office Box 89111, Tampa, Florida 33689.